أستاذ ويلكم تو ذا كيو إن إي ذس إيرلي ساتردي مورنينغ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أستاذ.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا عرفات. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Zulqadah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on chapter number 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 196 to 199. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us in yesterday's lesson. The Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, was revealed piecemeal by Almighty Allah over a period of 23 years. The archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Gabriel, brought it down, and on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you will warn the people with love and compassion in the Arabic language, which makes things clear. Now today's lesson, chapter 26, verse number 196, Almighty Allah states, وَإِنَّهُ لَفِي زُبُرِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And verily he, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Mubarak Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned in the previous scriptures, the ancient scriptures. If you look in the Torah, in the Injil, the Gospel, the Bible, even today you will find the name of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what happened was that the clergy, the priest, the pope, and the rabbis and the Jewish scholars, then they distorted the text and corrupted it. They will use words like the comforter will come, and they will use other type of words and try and expunge the Nami and remove the Mubarak, blessed, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا إِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Almighty Allah states, they will find the Nami and the Mubarak blessed name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written in the Torah and Injil. And even if you say the Quran Sharif is mentioned, so that also will be correct. And if you go to the Bible, even today you will see about Faran, that is Makkah Mukarrama, the valley of Faran, so which refers to Makkah Mukarrama. So there are so many signs. Then Almighty Allah states and gives a challenge, أَوَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ آيَةً. What, don't they have a sign and a symbol? أَيَّعْلَمَهُ أُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. That the scholars of the Bani Israel, the Israelites, they know about it. Meaning that the symbols and signs are mentioned in the Torah, in the previous scriptures of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the noble Quran. But they distort, they cover, conceal everything. You see, even today the Jutlas, how much lies they speak. Just now in the news, views and interviews, you will see when I start mentioning things. So that is their nature in their DNA. لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَتَعَنًا فِي الدِّينِ. Quran Kareem states that they speak with a forked tongue, and they will criticize the true deen, and that is the deen of Islam, the religion of Islam. So Almighty Allah mentions, بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. This Quran Sharif was revealed in the Arabic language, and the first audience to listen to the master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were the Arabs. But the Quran Sharif is for the entire human race and jinn, hudal linnas. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is for all times, all places, all circumstances, and the entire humanity. But why was the Quran Sharif not revealed in any other language besides Arabic? So Almighty Allah informs us, walau farazna, hypothetically, for argument's sake, walau nazzalnahu, if we had to reveal it, the noble Quran, piecemeal gradually, ala ba'adil a'jameen, on such people that are non-Arabs, whose mother tongue and people who don't understand Arabic, faqara'ahu alayhim, hence he, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would recite it upon them, faqara'ahu alayhim ma kanu bihi mu'mineen, then they would not believe in it. Now today this argument doesn't hold weight, remember that. Because today we must learn the Arabic language, these translations, these ulama, and so many ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama, who will explain to you the true message, not the distorted message, remember, of the noble Quran. So therefore the message, see how many people embrace Islam, not with our efforts only, nay, our efforts are 0.5%, 0.25%, nothing. It is all the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. They just read the translation, or they hear certain words and so forth, and that motivates and inspires them, and then they embrace Islam and Iman. So that will continue the message of the messenger, Sirajam Munira, the nur and the radiance, effulgence of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues. And remember, the teaching, preaching are meant for that very purpose, as mentioned in chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur and radiance of Islam and Iman. So that is our lesson for today. And now let us go to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally, globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want all of you Muslims and all you Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists, Jews to listen carefully. I'm warning you all about this for the past 5-10 years. And you see, yesterday was Friday. On Thursday, the Jutlas had an interview on their own Hebrew station, TV station, whatever, or newspaper. And this is what they mentioned. And I sent it out to thousands of people yesterday, alhamdulillah. So what are they proposing, the Haramis, the Jutlas? Not the chosen people, the cursed people. The Jutlas, the Zionists, the Jews want to partition Al-Aqsa. I told you what they did to Masjid Khalilur Rahman there in Hebron, after Baruch Goldstein, the murderer, the real terrorist Harami, who murdered our people there whilst they were reading Fajr Salat. And this was in 1994, Ramadan, February 25th. So you find that they murder our people in our masjid, and then they steal the masjid and occupy it. And where were the Arab tenpot dictators, Haramis and Murtids? Where were the Muslim rulers? 90% of them fast asleep. So they said, we can steal this masjid as well. So they propose a partition plan, that the front portion will be for the Muslims and the back portion, including the Dome of the Rock. You see, that golden dome is really irritating them. That is like the jewel of Aqsa al-Mubarak. The entire 36 acres belongs only to the Muslims. The whole of Jerusalem belongs only to Muslims. The whole of Palestine belongs only to Muslims. Go read the book, remember, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. And there you will see what Muslim scholars, Jewish scholars, Christian scholars have wrote. So remember this, they want their bread buttered both sides, these people. So, but therefore, they're going to lose everything. I'm telling you now, tomorrow tomorrow we're not alive, we're gone. But you will see how apartheid collapsed and fell and crumbled in South Africa. Israel, the Haramis, terrorist Nazi regime and apartheid regime will fall. Now look at the other Harami and Shaitan and Murtad. You know that three soldiers of the Israelis were dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Can you become worse than this? Sisi, the Pharaoh of Egypt, goes and gives them $3 million, $1 million each for each one of them. And he says, no, it was a mistake, and so forth and so on. But the Muslim, the Mujahid, who dispatched them to hell, he told his army and so forth, on his qabr, on his grave, you're not allowed to even write Shaheed, that he's a martyr. So that must now, remember, break the morale of the Egyptian army. But we had many pharaohs in the past, and they all tried their tricks. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Therefore, I told you 100 times, MBS, MBZ, CC, all these kings of Jordan, Morocco, Bahrain, all murtad traitors to Islam. And remember, we must be clear on this type of issues here. Another leader, also another shaitan, Abu Mazin. Do you know who's Abu Mazin? Mahmoud Abbas of the PA. Here he also another sellout. We reject him and his party. So now he is going to China. Remember that. So now what do you see? You see that Trump is in big trouble. They got him on 39 charges. You know what's happening? They're preparing for next year's elections. By hook or by crook, he must get disqualified. But the more they try, his numbers increase. And Trump makes more money out of it. The first time they indicted him, the first time it happened, you must remember, then he collected $12 million or $12 million and what have you. So remember that Trump is laughing all the way. They're not holding the Trump cards. Trump says he's holding. Not that I favor for Trump or support him. He's the one who gave the Golan Heights, you must remember, to them and called it Trump Heights. He brought the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So we reject and condemn all that, obviously, so we must be clear. Speaking of MBS, MBS told Biden and the American regime that if you're going to punish me and Saudi Arabia in any way, then I will make sure I will damage the economy of the United States, because he knows the oil price and Putin is teaching him how the tricks are working to manipulate the oil price and so forth and so on. So Putin has been told you will never be arrested in South Africa if the conference and summit of BRICS is held there. So all that is going on. And can you believe our CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, Monday is leaving for Moscow and going to speak there and then going to speak to Zelensky. Why you want to go there? Don't you see all the crises in South Africa? Load shedding, water shedding, brain shedding. You must remember, what do you mean brain shedding? Thousands of our people, black, white, pink, brown, yellow, green, whatever color, they're leaving the country because they got no confidence in you or in your party. And they say that you have made South Africa a failed state, and I have to agree with them as well. See these jutlas. Anybody speaks the truth? No, you anti-Semite and you are this and so forth. Now they are targeting a new guy. This new guy's name is Roger Waters. So this Roger Waters, remember, he speaks against the Israeli regime and so forth. So now you must remember, they don't know what to do. No, he's anti-Semite. Now you know that dam was attacked. Let us say, and you must remember, bombed by the Russians and so forth. So let us say that the Russians did it, right? So now what are the consequences? Russia released a statement and said 1,000 troops of Ukraine have been dispatched to hell. And they're calling this a holy war, by the way, if you don't understand things. And dozens of tanks have been taken out of action there in Kiev and so forth. So that's a Russian statement, and you should know. There, the last figure I heard was the water, you know, the levels are rising there in that dam there in Kherson. So 13 people drowned and dead, and people are standing there on their roofs, on their balconies, waiting for them, somebody to rescue them. Oh, BJ, Boris Johnson, he resigned suddenly and immediately as an MP. He didn't like the report they put on his desk and said that you were guilty during the COVID time. You were having your own parties, your wine, dine and swine, and you told the British people that you must remember, they must practice on it. All of them are corrupted, you know that. Now he's blaming the Indian politician. You know the Indian politician. He's blaming Richie Rich for all this, or Rishi Sunak. Now, listen to what America and Canada, and the whole world cannot stop. I've been to America twice and been to Canada thrice, right? So now what we find, there are more than 400 wildfires in Canada, especially in the Quebec region, out of control. They're calling for international aid. And remember, it is spiraling out of control. And New York surrounding all are damaged in this sense. People can't walk on the street. Schools can't open. Allah is showing you. It's not you, America. It's not your nuclear and your army. I, Allah, I'm alone, and I'm exclusively in charge and in control. It's my majesty, my authority, my sovereignty, and you can do absolutely nothing about it. Now, let us ask the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the Americans, not the Haramis, one question. Now they say, you know what's going to happen? That Iran is going to open a factory there in Russia, and then there they're going to manufacture the drones. So very good, Iran. You are kuffar, you are Shia, but Disco, I agree with you. You must keep good ties with Putin and go and build all the drones there and so forth. And then you punish all the West, give Biden and the rest of them. You know, Hunter, his son, was busy cutting so many deals with the Russians, some of them fraudulent deals when Biden was the vice president. So now the West is objecting. How can Iran do this? So my question to you, all you West, whether in Europe, Germany, France, whoever, Britain and so forth, and then America. How come you support Israel to the hilt, give them millions and billions of material support, give them arms and ammunition, just like this Arab port dictators, so giving them so much money and so forth? Then we all must keep quiet. But if Iran or another country wants to help Russia, then you got objection. How you reconcile all that? Do you take us all for idiots or what? I'm asking you. So don't try and fool your people. Even your own people are fed up of you all now, and they want to kick you, all of you, out of power, inshallah. Inshallah, today between 7 and 9 will be Brother Shafa'at's program, and then in 6 to 8, inshallah, this evening will be Naat Qiraat with our brother Suleiman S. up, inshallah al-Aziz. Ji. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's 30 minutes to 6 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning. Ustad, somebody wants to know, can you hear me, Ustad?
Yeah, carry on.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that is the Middle East really the Arab world, Ustad, anonymous?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Middle East is the cradle of Islam. Therefore, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on his deathbed, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْأَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. So they must not be given any power, anything there. They can come in and out to do business and so forth and so on. But for them to stay there, to flourish there, all that, what the MBS is doing, what MBZ is doing, what these haramis are doing, totally haram, against the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And that is Sahih Hadith, open Muslim Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, various compilations. So our foundation has to be very, very strong. Yet you see that MBS bootlicking the Israelis, Americans, MBZ building temples for the idol worshippers and Hindus, and building churches in Bahrain and that. These are all murtads and apostates and traitors to Islam.
Ustad, I've got as the Prophet He says, was the Prophet Muhammad as great as the Hebrew Old Testament prophets, Ustad?
Remember, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the greatest of Almighty Allah's creation in the entire universe. Almighty Allah states in chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. So he was, he is, he will always be the last and final prophet and messenger, wa khataman nabiyyin, and he came with the final and last constitution, the Quran Sharif, and he himself was, is, will always be the only mercy to the entire universe, so the best of the best in the entire universe and creation.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what did Bill Clinton do as a president? Anonymous, Ustad.
So what he did, he was busy with Monica, that's what he did. So, and you must remember, whether you take Bill Clinton, whether you take George W. Bush, whether you take, you must remember that Obama, or whether you take Trump, or all of them basically, remember, were targeting Muslims. And if you see the amount of Muslims they murdered and killed, it goes into millions and millions and millions. And not once did they pay reparations, compensation. These jutlas, these haramis, murdering our children. 2001, they murdered Muhammad Durra. 2023, they murdered Muhammad Tamimi. Small little children, did they pay compensation? So you must remember, murdering, killing the people in Gaza and in the West Bank and so forth. So remember that that's what they did. All of them whose names I took, they are war criminals, and each one of them should come and they should be indicted and charged by the ICC. Not Putin. If you want to charge Putin, fine. But why you don't charge Israeli leaders? Why you don't charge British leaders like Blair and them? And why you don't charge the Americans? All war criminals they were and are, and we will never let the people forget. We will repeat it so till I die and they die also, the enemies, shaitans and haramis.
Ustad, a listener wants to know that they were supposed to be leaving for Hajj this week, but of course I think the wife got very, very sick, so they ended up not going for Hajj. They want to know, how do they get the refund, Ustad?
Remember, I don't know what the circumstances are, but if your wife is sick and you can just postpone your journey, not cancel your journey, so you must remember it. If you can't go now, yesterday after Isha, I met one brother here in the Jami Masjid. They say, Afsek, Machla Basla Puchda, hey, want to ask me something? He say that they got Indian passport holders, right? So they can't get and obtain their visa from here. So he told me that from here, he's leaving this few days' time for India, and then from Delhi, they will go to Jeddah. So I said, ab kab jayenge? He said, on 20th June. I said, which airline you flying? He said, Saudi. I said, then it's fine. I said, make sure you must go on Saudi airline, because the Saudis are a little bit crazy, moody people. If you come on any other airline right in the last week, then they will just tell you airport is closed and so forth. But if it's Saudi plane flying, then it will be fine. So imagine, and he told me ke akhri flight, that said the last flight from India, according to him, is, you must remember, that 22nd of June. And I read yesterday in one of the newspapers that there are 175,000 hujjaj coming from India. So now you must remember that today you only got, you know, what is the date tomorrow? Today, the 10th. You still got time. So my advice to you, I don't know who's your agent, but ask him, maybe they can reschedule everything. And yes, you will lose out a little bit. You must remember your stay in Medina. You won't be able to stay for 8-9 days. Maybe you stay for 2-3 days. And don't cancel unless your wife is in a very critical condition. And take wheelchair and all the medication worth. That will be my first suggestion. If her condition is very bad and so forth and so on, then remember that, and you want to cancel because she will never manage it, then that's a different issue. Regarding refund, all that, we're not agents, but you will lose out about 40-50%. Remember that. The agents find it very difficult to refund, so they will look for every loophole to give you the minimum amount and not the maximum amount. And then you must remember there are tickets involved and then there are hotels involved, and for them to recover that money and recoup it is another long story and long drawn process. My advice to you, even now, tahajjud time or whatever times, zuhr time, asr time, every salat, read salat, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, make us your mihman, your guest, make us the mihman and the guest of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you, the husband, you should be playing a very active role and a proactive role. Tell her, darling, come we go. I pushed my mother-in-law, she was blind. I pushed my mother, you must remember, my auntie, my sister. So many people, Hajj time. And you know where you make tawaf, right on top. And to make their tawaf, it takes few, you understand, or an hour or so in that crowd there. So you just need to have himmat. Now your wife start crying, you start crying, my brother. No, himmat de marada, madad de khuda. So my advice to you, just negotiate again with your agent and tell him, you got our money, it's fine. We don't want anything from there, but we will go, just reschedule our booking and so forth. So we will be going, inshallah. So that's my advice to you.
I've got a brother, Ridwan. He says that, Mufti Saab, is it true that the Kosovo Liberation Army refused help from the Mujahideen? If so, why?
So you must remember that if you know what happened in the 90s, everybody let down the Muslims. The Serbs, you must remember, were slaughtering the Muslims. The United Nations had the army there of Netherlands and Holland and whatever they want to call themselves. They left them there. Imagine they armed the Serbs and they disarmed the Muslims. 8,000 Muslim men, that is their figures. 8,000 Muslim men and were children and so forth were murdered, massacred. Our women were raped while they were alive. They were raped after they were dead also. They would open the graves and rape them and so forth and so on. So every one of them, you must remember, that did not help the Muslims. They all sold the Muslims out in Bosnia and so forth. It's one of the darkest pages of United Nations. If United Nations know what is good for them, then they have to redraw up their whole constitution. And you can't have five countries only, no African country is there, no Muslim Arab country is there that they have a veto, only they have, or the Muslims, but they don't have Iman, majority of them, they don't have Iman, Islam, they must all withdraw and resign and start their own United Nations, Islamic nations or whatever, but hopeless, useless they are, you don't expect much from them. So therefore you must know the Bosnian conflict was an eye-opener for the Muslims. They all waged war against the Muslim, and go read about it, just right there, Bosnia, and go read there the rape and the murder and the atrocities and war crimes against the Muslims and so forth. When they indicted that one guy there of Serbia, then before his turn came, then he died. Whether he died or he was murdered, that Allah alone knows. You know, these guys, conveniently they die. That guy there, Epstein, Lolita, you remember him? He, Bill Clinton, Andrew, all of them were involved. They had grooming all the young girls and running a prostitution racket and so forth. Just now you asked me what Bill Clinton was doing. Clinton can't look after his rifle, brother. So that is what Clinton is doing.
Ustad, I've got Ezekiel. He says that I see your man is banned. Mr. Imran Khan is banned. Ustad, Ezekiel.
Yeah, so you must remember, people will always try and bend. You must remember the truth. The Jutlas are the masters in that. Anybody speaks against them, they try and get him banned. Don't you know? My programs are recorded, even now is recorded by the Jutlas, the Haramis. For 20 years plus, they're recording my programs. But they can't say anything because I quote their own sources. So I tell them that the Haaretz newspaper said so. The Times of Israel said so. So that you are the biggest terrorists and so forth. What you did in 48, what you did prior to 48 and so forth and so on. So everything is written in their own sources, and what they did is written in the Torah, in the Quran Sharif and Noble Quran. So therefore, that the Pakistan government, I told you in Urdu, Pakistani ki maujooda government, hukumat jo hai choro ki hukumat hai. The current government of Pakistan, a bunch of crooks. What they are? Bunch of crooks. You must remember that. Yesterday, the Minister of Finance gave a budget and they said it will not satisfy the IMF. So the IMF, the World Bank, America, all of them, this is their aim. Two countries must never come up. One is Pakistan, because you must remember they have the nuclear, and one is Yemen. So therefore they use the idiot and fool MBS to do the dirty work, and MBZ go and bomb. You know why? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Imanu Yamaniyun Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniyatun Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. All these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen. You will find true Iman in the people of Yemen, and you will find wisdom in Yemen. Go read the last edition, you must remember, of Muslim Woman, and you will find a wonderful article there on Yemen. When I visited Yemen in 2000 with my brother Yusuf of Dokrat, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He and his son Farooq passed away, Umar Farooq, in a tragic accident. So remember that you must know the rationale. So therefore, these two countries, by hook or by crook, they will always try and bring them down. Last question.
The sister wants to know that the agent told them that the sisters are allowed to take tablets for them not to get their haid. Is it permissible, Ustad?
Here there are three issues. No agent is qualified to give fatwa. You must remember that. Yeah, they have the Maulvi or the Sheikh or the Imam or whatever. That's a different issue. But the agents, their fatwa you can't accept, because they're only looking how to make money and so forth. You must remember that. However, we gave you the fatwa for the past 10, 20 years. If a lady takes her medication, you call this mas'ala to akhzil hubub. If a lady takes medication, so that for this reason only, to delay her menses for her tawafu ziyara. Tawafu ziyara is the Hanafi term, and tawafu ifada is the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali term. Only for that purpose. So even we say it's permissible. And if it's for other reasons than that, then obviously it's not permissible. Because today to change flights after Hajj and that is a big problem. And then as a last resort, you must know this as well. If you are in your menses, sometimes the medication also doesn't help. Then as a last resort, you go and perform your tawafu ziyara in that state of haiz and menses. And then in Makkah or Mina, you have to slaughter seven goats or seven sheep if there are no camels available, because sometimes the camels have virus and that. The actual masla fatwa is you have to slaughter one camel. But if the camel is not there, then you have to slaughter seven goats or seven sheep in Makkah. That is for a lady who has performed tawafu ziyara in the state of menses, and tawaful wida, your farewell tawaf is saqit, it waves off. That you don't have to perform when you are in the state of menses. Okay, now we'll go to the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mona Khalid Yaqub, and then Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته